A continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty, this circuit supper, the 9th of September, 71, was memorable. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty, Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71, was memorable. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty, Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71.
And then the big choir down here in the front got an organ and a piano in there. That's pretty well fixed up. Now this is the one that Willie's worked so in. Is this the church Willie has worked in?
You mean worked on or worked in?
Yeah.
I reckon he had to work on it when they were building it.
How long has Willie been busy, pretty well, you know, taking a big part down there? How far
he's
back?
He's been a deacon down there now about 9 and a half.
Well, has he
been there a good while as a deacon?
Yeah.
And Martin's a deacon up in Gainesville.
Well, did Willie go back to this new church?
Yes, sir. That's the only one we got to go to is a new one. And it's been there 22 years now.
Well, that's what I say. Does his time go back that far? Did he take a hand in getting the church there?
Well, I don't quite understand you.
Well, that's a little bit early for him. He was doing too many other things then, paying for his house and all. He didn't have time to spend in the church then, did he?
No, sir, it wasn't. He has been going to that church, he and his family, well, ever since it's been built.
Yeah.
But he's only been a deacon there about 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
You take Barbara, she ain't no baby anymore.
Yeah.
She was born 42.
Yeah.
He went and served.
Well,
came home out of service in 46.
Was he pretty busy in church when he got out of service?
Yes, and he went pretty regular.
But he didn't work in it and take part so much.
Well, sometimes they'd get him to be a training union teacher or a Sunday school teacher.
Oh, that goes way back.
All of these things.
Uh-huh.
And just to think.
How
proud and happy his old father would be to have known and seen all this coming on.
Yeah.
And Martin, he's a deacon in his church up there.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he has Sunday school classes or train union classes or anything like that, but his wife has more to do with that than he does, I think.
Yeah. Well, look, Uncle Rhett don't handle drive them cattle now.
Oh, no, sir. Not on his own. He's got his own land back there that he don't have to bother about. That belongs to somebody else.
Yeah. But he takes care of his cattle back there on his own land. rent. Does he come to church?
Oh, yes, he's a deacon down there, you know.
Oh, he is. Oh, gee whiz.
And Sybil's father was a deacon. Frank and Mr. Mixon was ordained deacons together.
Oh, really?
And I don't like, well, you see, Frank was dead when this new church was built.
Yeah.
But he had put as his amount that he told him he tried to put in at a certain time.
Yeah.
He'd handed in on his portion of the church building.
Yeah.
And one time I think he handed in $25 at one time.
Yeah. Mr. Tobias now, well, he never went to church.
I never seen him at one.
Yes.
He didn't even come down to the churches around. You know, we used to, when we'd have a political business back then, they'd have wherever they could get a political church in, I mean, a church to donate the place, the dinners and things for the political speech. I don't reckon you was living here when Governor Katz was governor.
No.
Governor Sidney J. Katz.
Yes.
He was our preacher before he was our governor.
Oh, he was.
And after he was elected governor, he told the people, he says, well, now I'm not bragging on what I will do, what I can do, but I will try. He says, I'm going to see. I hear our state is deeply in debt, has been left, or will be left deeply in debt. I'm going to see if I'm made governor, if I can't do better than the rest of the governors have been doing. So he went in there, he was elected, and when he walked out of the governor's office, Florida was clean clear of any debt.
Well, now, was that in Mr. Frank's time?
Yes. And we had several political dinners down there for governors, presidents, senators, and all the men that holds office in the state for business, anyway. Tax collectors, tax assessors, all. They all come in, you see, each county. Every county would have their part of the elections and all. And they had big dinners here and the big dinners and big dinners on them.
Yeah.
And we'd have maybe two sometimes down there. They'd be out in front of the old church. And I've heard my husband say time again, well, I may live to see so-and-so go in office. Well, he's seen so-and-so go in office. He read the papers where it said Governor Sidney J. Katz. And it said, Reverend Governor Sidney J. Katz is now leaving us. And we trust that the next governor will keep it just like he's leaving.
Yeah.
Says he's got that, he's got everything cleared up. His father don't owe nothing.
So you all was right proud of him.
I almost had to jam my handkerchief in my mouth a lot of times when he'd be preaching and then a dance. And it was given around during a revival, night meeting.
Yes.
He'd say, well, I don't see anybody. I don't see brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. I don't see many of the young people out tonight. He says, I know. He says, I heard there was going to be a shindig. Well, of course, that got the young people laughing, you know, about it. So I guess a lot of them going to the shindig. He says, you know, he says, one of our Legion sister members is giving this shindig. He says, I feel awfully sorry for her. He pulled him a chair up and he crossed his leg. He kind of stopped like, you know, he was thunder-headed. He stood like he was opening up a fiddle case or something. He got him, he says, well, he says, folks, he says, I want to tell you, says they're all having a big time. Here is a plan. Hop light lady, the cake's all dough. Hop light lady, the cake's all dough. I thought everybody in that church would just die from laughing. He says, well, he says, that's what they're doing, the hop light cake. Hop light lady, the cake's all dough. He says, well, what they gonna do when the Almighty under calls them? Said, you reckon they're gonna be there? But he get me so tickled sometimes, so I stick my handkerchief in my mouth.
You mean right there in church?
Right there in church. Just something, just in the way he would say it.
Yeah.
But the hop light ladies, the cakes all the way. He pulled his chair up on the, he was such, reached around, got the chair, and he pulled it, sat down. Made out like he's taking his fiddle out of the case, you know, and he got there. And ding, 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 ding. He'd think, oh, it's just like fiddle.
Yeah.
And then he'd go to singing, hop light ladies, cakes all.
No wonder he got to be governor, isn't it? No wonder he got to be governor if he could do that. Now,
I don't know how to play a fiddle. I don't know how to play a violin. I don't know how to do nothing, he says, but I know to get up there and to pull the bull across. And I know they get up there and they knock their fingers on things. Then they got something, they hit it, go bungity bungity bung. He says, don't know nothing about them. I don't use them, never have. But I'm telling you, he says, well, he says, we've all, a lot of people last circle of time, you know. He says, well, says, we've had a good life. And a lot of us, they shed quite a few tears.
Yeah.
He says, I hope this little fun, making, don't hurt anyone here in the church. He says, I don't blame you for laughing at me. He says, but that's just the way it is. Leave God's house to go to a frolic camp, a frolic thing, something. When you've got other nights, that you can give them parties on when we don't have work going on for the Lord. You see, now I had to sit here and just, he says, I hope it's touched a whole lot of your hearts the way I explain that thing.
Miss Chitty, it looked like he'd have a pretty good following. Uncle Rhett and all those fellas oughta got together pretty well.
Rhett didn't do nothing to settle them life. He was going to church at the same time preacher preaching there.
Yeah, and all he done was just sit over and laugh.
And then when Preacher Moncrief was preaching that too, Rick come by there one Sunday morning with a bunch of cows, keeping and a hollering and a cussing and a popping the whip. And Preacher Moncrief says, "Well," he says, "as soon as we get through driving cows to where they want them to go, we'll pick up where we quit off." He says, "Let's have another song or two. Sing just as loud as you can." And some of them picked out when the rollers called up yonder, I'll be there. And they sang just as loud as they could get it.
Yes. And drowned him out?
Drowned out his hauling at the cows and his cussing. And at that time there was the old church organ was in that. And some of them played the organ. Well, didn't know it hadn't been played so long, didn't know where it worked or not. But there may be a rat or two in there, preacher. He says, "Well, let's pump him out." And the old sister, I think, couldn't Mary Gray, couldn't Charlie's wife, couldn't Charlie Gray's wife. I think she got the organ. Got to pump in it, you know. The pedal, you know. She says, "I don't think there's enough strap on these pedals to make them bring air up to the notes." And she put hands down on them. And they went to playing. And some little kid, I don't know who it was, wasn't around, says, "Miss Grace, poor little rat comes running out of there." She says, "Well," says, "let him run." And somebody else says, "Have you ever seen a rat in church that's able to run?" They say, "All church rats are poor." Got that organ to go in, and Rhett danced a little quiet. Played the piano. And they kept the organ and the piano going and singing at the top of our voice. Two or three cows run back down that way. See them go by the windows, you know. "Hey," going just what he could on that horse. Turn around, come back. You almost tell what he was saying. You're popping your whip. And we still sing as loud as we could when the roll was called up yonder, I'll be back. And I don't know, after that, it took a while, long time before they had any more cows to drive. See, the Germans bring them from that field up in there, jam back down to another field, back down that. Cousin Charlie owned at that time. But since he died, the Johnsons got hold of it. And I can't think of the people's name living in that house across from me. He's got that and this field back across from the church now.
Did Minta go to a church there?
Once in a great while he'd go.
Yeah.
And Boy, you talk about a man singing. He had a voice for singing.
Well, don't tell me.
Well, he could sing. And he could almost coach you anything. You could bring up a subject about the Bible.
Yeah.
And he'd bring the subject up where you could
just cut out a little of that light. It's blinding me.
And he could, is that right?
He could tell you what book, what chapter, anything in that Bible.
Yeah.
But people made so much fun of him. He didn't go as clean and as neat as he should have done, but in summertime when you didn't need no coat, he had a pretty good nice shirt and a nice pair of pants. Go up in and boys go up down back of our house down there in that little sinkhole down there. Take a bath, clean it up early Sunday morning, you know. Back up. Ready? Go to church. Most of the time we walk.
Yeah.
For a while we went horse and buggy. Well, the family got too big. Buggy side and went in the wagon. Well, it's just too much. Well, the horse is working too hard nowadays. And we can't afford to work them hard all week and drive them on Sunday. All right, well, we walked to church and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That poor fellow sure suffered. He had a cancer coming up down his head, and his brother taking it off. My doctor in Jacksonville taking that off.
Oh, his brother was a doctor?
Yes, and then he had none that come on his eye, you know, down here. I believe it was left eye to come on, because that cancer was up on this side. Well, he went to his brother and taking it off. And he had it pretty well checked and everything. Finally, it broke out again, got over here, went across his nose, got into this eye, and died from cancer eating his eyes out.
Yeah. How late was that? Was that after the new church was come in?
That's right, before the new church came in.
He died before Mr. Frank?
Nope, Frank was dead because he come to the church and the church was so full because he couldn't get in. And then when he went back to the cemetery, he was there and he wanted to see Frank.
Oh.
But he wouldn't open it up so he could see.
Yeah. And he had the cancer then.
Yeah, both eyes, well, one was done gone, the other one near about gone, but he said he believed I believe I could have seen Frank, because I think God would have let my eyesight come to me enough to see Frank. He had to go around with a stick, you know.
Yeah.
Stick around. And he died in...
Well, he he had that voice.
Oh, he was a good basser. He could be sitting out yonder.
Yes.
And bunching here singing with a book. He didn't have no book to look at. And when sometime come on the fourth part of that, boy, it's just like a big bass drum that bumped up out there somewhere.
Is that right?
And yeah. Then a lot of times in the house we'd all have books. He'd have one. He said, sure, I can't see that well enough to... But both of his eyes was pretty good then. He says, I can't see that well enough to sing it by these lamp lights. And I'm interested. And he Sometimes some of them would ask him, well, Mr. Matter, some of them got to call him Doc. Well, Doc says, how about giving a speech? He says, what's the name of the song? So and so and so. And he, over around, around his mind, you know. All at once he's going, oh, thank you very much. Jump out of your chest when you look down. And he could sing alto, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's interesting. Now, he was, and then he worked with the boys out in the field and everything.
And then nobody around his own stepdaughter didn't want him to come to her house to spend the night. Said he was too nasty.
Yeah.
But he tried to be just as clean as that cancer could be, get dressed it every day.
Yeah.
And he'd wash his hands good and clean, he'd get soap, get outside to the pan, soap his hands, you know, and wash them, throw that water out, come back in, get some more water, put soap in. I always had an extra towel there for him to drown.
Yeah.
Drown needed dinner, and he could make his good grace as you would want to get.
Oh, really?
He could bless the food just as good. And when bean picking time, he'd help them pick beans, help them pick peas, come in. Well, Miss Frank, sometimes he'd call Miss Frank, sometimes call Miss Chief. He'd say, you gonna can any of these peas? And Miss Frank said he wants some peas put up. And I said, I guess so, Miss Commander. Most of the time I call him Miss Commander. He says, oh, I'll see what Brother Frank says about how many crates he wants to bring to the house. Now, don't you bring too many. He'd go to Lassie. He says, these will sell good. I just got them beans yet to put up, you know. Well, what have you and Margaret been doing? You ain't put them beans up. Margaret said, well, Mr. Miller, we've been busy. Said, we've been emptying out old stuff, cleaning up jars, hunting for more jars. I got tomatoes there now that I put up. I think I put them up last year. Whole tomatoes in the jar. And you know, when we come up here from down there, Orange County, down there to Popka, I had how many tomatoes I had put up, and I didn't try. I didn't try to put up beans. Boy, I had the tomatoes. I think I must take about a dozen and a half quart jars of home canned tomatoes.
Yeah.
And Uncle Martin, he told his daughter, he says, Amy? She says, yes, Pop, what? He says, now let me tell you something. Says, we're going, says, Aunt Farrah's going to open up some tomatoes for them.
Yeah.
Says, Pa says, I brought over a pint of tomatoes. He says, well, you can put yours in one dish and put any first in another. But I want you to eat some of that first to make it. First she had put hers up, she put them up, put a little salt to them. Well, I put mine up and I didn't put no salt to them. Now you can't get stuff up here without adding a little salt to them when you can. But down yonder you could put it up and keep it.
Oh, really? Well, I never heard
and
that.
So when we opened up the tomatoes, then Nanny said, well, Pa, he says, yeah, put yours on one bowl and you're going to add first and another. And when they opened up, she says, well, ain't them pretty? Says, they're just like you gathered them yesterday and put them up. Martin says, yes, says, and they'll taste just like you got them out of the garden or out of the field, wherever they come from. I don't see how it can be that good, Pa. So she sat down. He was, well, after I went there, they put me to head the table, you know. He said, yeah. She said, yeah. Frank said, well, generally the man is the head of the house. He said, head of the table. They put me, I said, oh, Martin, you sat here and let me sit there. No. Well, let Frank sit here and let me sit. No. He says, I want you to sit at the head of the table.
Is that right?
I sat there. All the years that we all lived in the old house, that was my place at the table. Unless we had company, you know. I had to kind of wait back till the first table was. But anyway, when we sat down, so Nanny was young, Martin was here. Frank was over there. Frank looked at me and says, you know, he says, them black your neighbors there. He says, what's the matter with them down there? Oh, Martin says, you just be quiet, Frank. He says, I didn't hear all you said, says, but I know by your motions and all that you're talking about, it's neighbors. So just wait now.
Yeah.
So we opened up the tomatoes, all got out on the table and everybody began to reach and ask, well, and pass them around, you know. Frank said, well, hand me them down, right? But I'm not curiosity. So, some of them anyway had a banana. So see, some I put up, Frank. It always is. So he got him a few of them. I'm not sitting there. The eyes look good. How's the taste, Frank? Well, it's like, he says, they taste like they've been salty. He said, that tastes very good. Well, he didn't have none of mine, but I had some of mine. And he says, mine, he looked at it. You wouldn't got no salt in there. No. He says, when I come down, he says, why did you go and salt yours? I didn't say and salt any food. She says, well, I just didn't. She says, hand me them matters. She says, Paul's been going on about them. So she got some out. She says, Paul, you're right about them tasting like they come right out of the field or the garden. She says, well, I got to have some salt on. She says, you didn't put no salt in them when you put them up? I said, no, ma'am. He says, Annie, he says, she brought a dozen of my half jars of tomatoes up here. He says, and I don't know how many jars of tomato pickles and how many jars of guava jelly. He says, well, but you won't have to buy no pickles in with you, so I went and got a jar of the kind of the green tomato pickles, you know. I thought that old soul was going to eat them all up.
Yeah.
You think she's going
to... You were married in 1913. Your mama died in 14.
Mm-hmm.
And your daddy remarried in 17.
He remarried in 16.
And when did you... And Uncle Martin died in 23. When did you come up here from Apopka?
1915, in November 1915.
Yeah. So you came up here and lived with the Chitties. Well, of course, your papa...
Well, me and Frank was already married, just even mama died.
Yes.
So I left papa and the three children home, Rosalie, Eddie, and Maggie.
Yeah. So you left your family and came up here with Frank.
We come up here to take care of Uncle Martin. And anyway, we...
Cousin Annie, now was...
That was Uncle Martin's daughter.
Yeah. Now, was she the one that lived back of you?
Back over on the hill in another big two-story building.
Yeah.
Old, big house, porch, banistered all down there. L porch down here on the front. Had one porch around on the back. We didn't get one around on the back of ours.
Yeah.
Of course, it was that house that was built after Uncle Martin's house. It was one that burned. We lived in, I think. I don't know. I think Margaret's got the date that it was built, because Mr. Nettles said that he helped to build the house. And helped to build the chimneys that was built up there.
But the house...
Anyway, that house is about 6 years older than me.
Oh. Oh, really? Well, it's about the age of this one. This one goes back to 90.
Yes.
Uh-huh. This is about the oldest house in this community. You wouldn't think so, would you? But these big houses over here were built around 1910. That seems to be the date in here where these big old
well,
houses.
Well, I was born in 1892. See, that goes on.
Well, you just the age of this house, Miss Titty.
Let's
see. You in this house. And both of you in pretty good shape, aren't you?
Most of them in pretty good
shape. Let me tell you.
Take
now,
this old house
and
be standing here. I'm going in a hole.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Me too. unless somebody just tears it down. You see, they don't like these old houses anymore. I like them.
Me too. I wish mine was still.
Now, yeah, cousin.
I wish mine was still living.
Cousin Annie.
That was a two-story building, too.
Uh-huh. Now, is that Annie Jo? Yeah. Now, what house was that? Was that her husband's house? No.
Yeah, Annie Jo Matthews married Uncle Martin's daughter, Annie.
Yeah. Well, now, was that his old family place over there?
Yes. In his old house that they... raised most of their children, or most of the children, I guess they've been born in there, most of them, anyway, was partly standing there, where they used it for seed and tools and things.
Oh. Yeah.
And... down up on the hill, back going on the Williston Road, on the hill back up there, was another big two-story dairy.
Your cousin Annie Taylor?
Mm-mm.
That was right across the road from your...
I mean, her home was still on, well, her father, her husband's father lived there.
Yeah.
Cousin Aunt Joe's father lived there too. See, there was two Annies, two brothers. I had a daughter, Annie, a peach.
Yeah.
Uncle Martin's was Annie. She married Joe Matthews. Cousin Annie was Uncle Cooper's Annie. And she married Joe's brother, Will Matthews.
Yeah. Well, who was the Taylor, Annie Taylor?
Well, as Cousin Will died, she married Will Taylor. But Cousin Joe's parents and Cousin Will's parents, they lived over a long, long time in just, I reckon, an old log house for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And maybe just plain. I'm going to fix up too much of a big plate for me now, because I hadn't been too long got through my dinner. I didn't eat till late. And
I promised you that we wouldn't keep you late tonight, wouldn't keep you after dark.
And, Cousin Charlotte Gray's wife, they had a two-story house and a two-story store.
Yeah.
Right there at Fleming. And years before I come up here, you know, you've heard them talk about people going south, traveling, and stage coaches and things like that. And they'd always stop at an inn. Well, just about, well, for the, well, in between Harry Smoke's house across from the store there and the, his son's house, there used to be an old inn that stood back for years and years and years. Now, Harry Smoke's house wasn't that till in, oh, mine wasn't that. I could tell you the year that it was built in.
Earl Matthews was talking about last night.
One thunder and lightning struck.
Yes. Was he kin to Joe and Will?
Will Matthews' oldest son. Banana's oldest son.
Oh, that was her boy. Oh, so that happened late. That long afterwards, wasn't it? How long after that? Way on.
I don't know, I couldn't tell
you. Well,
lightning struck him before his mother died.
Yeah.
When she lived up in house on the Wellston Road. That's where they were all born and raised.
Lettuce and that's a salad. French fries.
Yeah.
That's some cabbage. And I want you to taste that. See if you something to take it to
me.
Well, it happened to be heat meat, does
no,
it?
No, it's not heat
meat. Yeah. Yeah. That was her boy that happened to.
Yes.
Now, where was you when that happened?
Leaving right. Same place I'm living now.
Well, who told you about it? Everybody.
Well, we all found it out about the same time.
Yeah, they all knew about that, didn't they? Yeah. And that was Cousin Annie's boy. Oh, what do you know?
I had two Cousin Annie's. Cousin Annie Joe and Cousin Annie Will.
Yeah. Well, what do you know?
How is this Cousin Annie Joe?
The only reason how that drip out there is so noisy, see?
Yeah, Mel, I'm probably going to call us, so I'll put this on. But, you know, we were going to...
Oh, I forgot to put it back on. I'm sorry, hell, cry.
We'll have a... Sit down here and have a breakfast, and we'll probably get some pills.
And you came in 1915.
Yes. You come to Florida in 1910.
We're going to have a blessing.
Okay.
I got my pill.
I didn't bring none of mine because I just taken a little dose for you. Oh, come on. Tonic. 3 times today.
You say the blessing, Miss Kitty?
May the Lord make us thankful for what we have received that current session.
Oh, looks like we've got something. He's shutting the door.
It's noisy out there.
Oh, is that it?
Can't hear.
The rain.
We got that old drip right out there. I keep thinking I'll move that. It doesn't do a bit of good.
This does makes noise.
Yeah. That's right. It drowns the out, doesn't it?
Drowns things out.
Well, cabbage. I love cabbage. You know, you all have had better cabbage down here. I got here just at the tail end of it. You know, they used to raise big fields of cabbage, but they had just about quit when I got down here, Miss Siri. And I'll tell you, I never realized just how much better it is to get the cabbage right out of the field and bring it in and eat it. Right fresh out of the field.
That is sure sweet.
And I bought one Saturday night as a bartail. You know what I mean. And North Mill Market. And that's the day we made me bite my tongue.
Oh. Oh, too bad. Bite your tongue. That hurt. Eat lettuce with a spoon, Miss Chitty. You don't want to salt your salad. Oh, you do? Okay.
I think everything else needs a little too, huh?
Put a little salt on it. Makes it that much better. How do you cook cabbage? You just put it in and boil it this way?
Well,
some people fry it, you know.
We fry them sometimes.
Fry cabbage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah. I like fry cabbage.
Ever fried cabbage with
it? I don't know. I never have. It's good.
I've fried them too. And I've made cabbage dressing out of what's been left from, say, like today's dinner and stuff of what wasn't eat. And take it and pick up what to keep from salmon, put it in the refrigerator. What do you do when you didn't have refrigerators to put things in?
Yeah.
You eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Use them the next day and it didn't kill you.
Yeah. You mean just put them up and save it for the next day?
Then we'd put the
Or I would take them cabbage, put them in the pan, white them up good with cornbread. Take cornbread, crumb it up, cut up some onion, cut some onions up in, black pepper in, put in another pan, and cover it over good with grease, you know, let it bake, take it out, stir it up, maybe. Good cabbage.
Dressing. Good cabbage again. And that's the leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, leave them at home now.
Well, you and this Frankie, the cook for you, don't eat a whole lot, do you?
Yeah, I didn't one before I got sick. Of course, I don't do any cooking.
Do you and Frankie just, did you all just eat by yourself sometimes?
Yes.
Well, it seemed like when I pulled up there, you always had several people.
Sometimes Daddy Ann would eat with us.
Well, she's home, folks. The Mrs. Titty, the Pardee family, they now Uncle Ben Mixon, he come on over in your direction, but the Pardees, they went over on the other side.
What do you mean? Church or anything?
Yeah.
Or neighborhood? Or?
Yeah. I remember.
You know, the Pardees used to come down a little bit to church, but not much.
Yeah.
But, I think they mostly went to the Methodist church.
Oh, is that what happened?
If they went to any at all.
Yeah.
Oh. Complain about anybody's going to church now, because I haven't been in a long time. They can only be ashamed to say it, but I haven't.
What was old man?
Mom always told me to tell the truth. She'd hurt. It had to hurt.
What was Cecil's daddy's name?
Will.
Mr. Will. Yes.
And his mother was named Essie.
Yeah. Well, now, he was right across the road from Mr. Ben.
Well, he's... Yeah, his youngest son's living in the old home place. Cecil's youngest brother's living on the old home place.
Oh, is that right? What's his name?
Larry.
Oh, yes, you told me that.
And he has a boy named, they call him Larry.
Larry. Well, where did they get that Larry business?
Mm-hmm. Laura and Laurel is Carol's name.
Yeah.
I don't know where they got it, but...
He almost had a girl's name.
And Larry, he jumped it both ways. I got a nephew, Larry. Larry Boyd.
Yeah.
And his mother is a Johnson now. And she's been a card. Now, something else. Winget or something. She used to be with him wrong. He come in drunk, raising Harry around there, and she put him out.
Mm-hmm. Now, who was that?
My nephew, the mother to this. Mother to this nephew of mine.
Yeah.
Great nephew.
Well, now, you all visited over there, Mr. Ben, a whole lot.
Yes, we used to visit there.
But you never visited so much over there at Mr. Wills.
Never was in his house. And big time Mr. Will would be out chawing tobacco and down snuff. Come back and want to know if I had any snuff I could ever have. Mr. Frank hadn't chawing tobacco yet. I'm going to ask him. Don't ask me. I said, he just went back to chewing tobacco then. You ask him.
Yeah. He'd run out, and he'd come by y'all's house and ask if you had a little he could borrow. Is that it?
I gave him a whole box of snuff one time. No good to take that. Frank gave him a whole plug of tobacco one time. He didn't take that.
He just forgot about it, didn't he? Well, were they poor?
Not any poorer than we were, Mr. Thomas. We worked for what we got.
Yeah.
And didn't get much when we got it.
No.
And they were all good workers. They could get out make the money to buy this out of the other.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it.
Oh, they didn't.
They lay around there and wait for the old daddy to go to town, buy them the smoking and the chewing, snuff. Now, Esther didn't use snuff. But the daddy, old man Will, did.
Well, now, Well, now, he never got in anybody's way. He never bothered anybody.
I don't reckon he didn't bother anybody down on that side.
He just harmless. Well, that's what I mean on that side. He lived over on the other side more than he did on your side.
Oh, she's got Coke and Pepsi. Pepsi's gonna
make me burp and I don't want to.
Oh, that's a sign you're enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I've got a niece. She burps one time from anything she's eat or drink. You can keep right on after you think all the burping business is done with.
Yeah.
She can burp right on and sound just like she burped the first time. I keep right on her, she can burp 25 times. Great niece. That's great niece. She can all on her burp. And you can just keep it going. I don't know. Right?
Grandma says, "My goodness alive, Lynn." Says, What are you "What are you doing?" She says, "I'm brushing." I think it must have been that, and she said, "But who?"
But Chitty, we are fast eaters. So what I have to do, I have to
do. Do you have dentures?
Yeah. What I have to do is sit back and rest a while. See, I eat fast, I get tired.
I know, but do you have dentures?
Yes, ma'am.
Mine don't fit good.
Mine
I have to press.
Mine don't either.
Just so,
yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Well, some people can just bite an apple, you know. They don't seem to make any difference.
I got two out of him. I broke them out. Eating. I think it's baked chicken day. And I got two or three out down here.
Yeah. Well, it would be in trouble sticking back in.
About $5 a piece.
I don't think so.
Well, Frankie, he's the money man now. With all those payments he makes, he wouldn't make much difference to him, would it? Just $5. And they all got after Frankie, Faye.
Well, that's why.
I think it's because he's good natured. Every time I'm over there, you know, I say all sorts of things to him. And,
You don't get mad at you or anything like that. It's just the way the boys do. Get him in front of somebody, you know, and make fun of what he does and what he don't do.
Oh.
That's what hurts him. Maybe sometimes you take it up and then. Just according to how he's feeling, a lot of times you're saying something so and so ought to have been done, and this, that, and the other. And Frankie, look at him. Well, who in the H is doing what's going on here? I don't know. I don't hear four words. He just.
No, that's a big place when you keep up the fence and. He does a lot of mowing too, Miss.
Yes, sir. And then he has work for the boss man. He has to put up things.
And you know what he does, don't you?
Yes, sir. But he's got a pretty good boss man, though, to a certain extent. Frankie gets in tight and needs a little help here. Give him a little help.
Is that right? Well, that's not, I'm telling you, it's something to have somebody to call on.
And I'm hoping that Frankie don't have any more bad luck with his cows, and that he can get them all in good shape for selling. And we ain't gonna sell enough to make the amount of money he borrowed. But of course, he'll make enough maybe to bring it down a good bit. Because you don't make enough work enough there to take so much from his check. And when he works for Mr. Zetra's daughter, Henry Chitty, yeah. Well, we always say Jeanette, because Henry always stayed stuck in Gainesville in the store till he's, I think he's so weird.
And Jeanette was always on a horse.
And on tractor sometimes, too.
Oh, you knew her when she's growing up.
I knew her mother before she was married, too.
Who is she?
Janet's mother. She was Louise Smoke.
Oh.
I don't think they ever taken the stepfather's name Cannon on. I was two younger girls probably might have. But I don't think her and